Starter.
We never think of this, do we?
No, we don't. We were for a little while very on top of
Yeah.
It. Not so much.
Things deteriorate as you get into the second month of the year.
Oh my god, what year is it? The 2018. Oh,
it's too many years.
Jesus.
How are you going to keep track of all those years? Yes, but it all depends on your perspective.
That's true.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero issues Comic Podcast.
Hey guys, we just got back from an advanced screening of Black Panther.
Woo!
Oh man,
we're a pretty big deal. We get all these hookups.
VIPP.
The P is for Panther.
Very important.
Panther.
Panther person.
Panther boy is right. It's
we're
true.
We're very important Panther people.
Yep.
All right. If we're gonna do it,
my body to keep you alive.
Let's do it.
Yes.
What was your favorite part of the movie, Bri?
Oh, man. The best part is when Claw breakdanced.
That was delightful.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't know that.
Nobody was expecting it.
I didn't know the circus man could do it.
No.
But he did it.
Me neither. Yeah. And I liked how he seemed really excited that he wasn't, like, mo-capping a character. And then, like, just literally 2 minutes into it, they're like, eh, let's just make him the comic version.
Yep.
And he was like, CGI mo-cap creature.
Yeah. Well, it was.
And then he was just pouting. He was just openly pouting. Like, you know, totally breaking character. Just like, it's like, come on, do your line. I want to do my line.
But it was weird that even with the kind of animated version that he was, it did still look like he just had a lamp on the end of his arm.
Yes. Which is what.
And he kept saying, pew, 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 pew. And that was his noises.
He's like a modern day Michael Winslow, is what
that's
he is.
That's true.
So who needs.
Wow.
Who Praise. Needs all of these?
Well, that's what I thought was so weird when Michael Winslow showed up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And he was doing all the sound effects for the things, and Andy Serkis was just more pouting.
And who knew he would show up as Taserface?
I mean, right.
Yeah.
Though, I mean, you know.
Out of the blue.
I mean, you knew that wasn't going to be the end of Taserface.
No,
it wasn't. No.
I mean, sometimes things get recast. I feel personally that this was a Cheadle-esque trade-up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to Michael Winslow really just bringing us more Taserface.
Yeah, yeah.
For 10-plus years, because I feel like...
Hopefully that's been off.
They had their photo of the 10 years of Marvel Studios, and, I mean, next time they do that, you're going to have Winslow front and center, surrounded...
By nobody.
By lesser stars.
By all of the sound effects that he creates.
Absolutely.
There's going to be a Wooga.
Yeah.
Machine gun sound.
He's great.
I mean, I can't do that. I mean,
helicopter sound.
Yeah. Two girls saying "We love you, Wonder Woman."
Yeah,
and all the rest.
That was him the whole time.
Yep.
So really, when you think about it, this is a pretty big get for Marvel because he did do the voice of those girls saying "We love you, Wonder Woman." Mm-hmm. So they snatched him away from DC, which I mean, like, that's pretty big.
Yeah. Good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. 5 out of 5.
Goldblums?
Well, I mean, there's only one Goldblum. And he was great in it.
He was.
It's true.
I was.
But I, you know what? I checked the credits. Andy Serkis.
Really?
Yeah.
They motion captured Goldblum.
You know who's doing the voice for it? I mean, it was Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Even Michael Winslow can't do that.
No. Nicely done.
Yeah. Thanks,
We've
Andy.
We've definitely seen the movie.
Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I'm Merc.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Bri.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Kyle.
Oh,
I made this.
I'm Negan. Yeah, let's go to the news.
Sure.
Right now.
Current Zero News Flash.
Very big news.
Big news. Lots of news. Most of my news has to do, pretty much all of them are with movies.
I got something comic related.
Do you?
If you want to, let's kick it off with that.
Sure.
That's refreshing.
By the time this airs, it'll probably been a week or so ago, DC's announced a couple of new imprints.
Ooh.
Specifically aimed at young, like, middle school and young adult readers. Really, if you look at, like, comic sales and trends and stuff like that is doing real well.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually where a lot of the money is being kind of left on the table, as far as, like, the major publishers go. So this could be a really smart move. Hopefully it works out pretty well. I mean, they get into, like, you know, yeah, like, book sales and book fairs and stuff
book
like
fairs.
That. And yeah, exactly.
Scholastic.
You can move a lot of stuff. Like, one of the Raina Telmaker, or whatever her name is, she's, like, does, like, young adults.
Smile and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, really, if you look at, like... this has been said before, but like she sells like crazy. Like Marvel and DC would kill for numbers like that. Yeah. And you know what I mean? Like, yeah, maybe you should try. And now they are.
Try to kill for that.
But the young adult line is called DC Inc. Mm-hmm. And the middle grade kind of one is called DC Zoom, which is going to be, yes, every comic is going to be about murdering Barry Allen's mother.
Awesome.
Young adults.
Yeah.
Young depressed adults.
Yeah.
So what are some of the books they've...
Well, the young adult line, I mean, they have written down, they have like a Gotham High book, mm-hmm, by Melissa De La Cruz. There's something called, there's like a Teen Titans one by Cammy Garcia, a Catwoman book called Under the Moon by Lauren Miracle, and a Wonder Woman one called Tempest Tossed by Laurie Hayes Anderson. So, you know, there's a lot of the middle grade ones. I didn't really note them. There's like a big list,
yeah.
But there's like all sort of, you know what I mean? It's more younger aimed ones with most of the major characters and trying to, yeah.
I'd seen like some of the original stuff they were going to be putting out for that.
Yeah.
And was it like three of the four new things were female-based characters?
Yes.
And the fourth one was Superman Smashes the Klan.
Yes!
What?
Yeah.
Whoa, what?
It's Jean Luen Yang.
Oh, yeah.
American-born Chinese, boxers, yes, and saints. Yeah, he's working on a book called Superman Smashes the Klan.
Which I think was in the, like, the middle grade,
yeah,
one, too, which is just like, hey, like, for kids, I mean, yeah, Superman taking on white supremacists, all right.
It's not the first time.
No, God, no. That has, like, a lot of historical precedent, because they had done that in, like, the radio show, and mm-hmm, got a little bit of controversy back in the day for having, mm-hmm, so that is fun.
Interesting. Yep.
To hell with the Klan.
DC taking a strong stance against the
Oh, I do have a comic book thing.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That it's been announced. Sorry, we're a little late on the game on this.
Yeah.
What Bendis is doing at DC.
Oh, yeah. How did I miss that?
Because when we had recorded a little while ago, there hadn't been announced, but he had been teasing a lot of Plastic Man pictures and stuff, which is what he often does before, mm-hmm, he starts a project. And it turns out that was a fake out or whatever. I don't know.
Or he just likes Plastic Man.
Whatever. He's taking on the big man. He's taking on Superman.
Right.
He's doing a John Byrne. And
like, literally, they're doing another Man of Steel miniseries.
Yes.
That he's doing. Is it going to be a complete origin retell? Like, I don't know.
That's what they're kind of been saying.
I wonder what his spaceship's going to look like this time. Well, it's weird.
It's going to look like a Tesla.
It just looks like the Enterprise.
DC continuity has been sort of in a weird flux state because of, like, New 52 and then there's other stuff.
Yeah, it's been all fluxed up.
Yeah. So, you know, if they're trying to really hammer down exactly what their history is, I mean, I guess maybe
for this year. Doing.
Yeah. For this year, yeah, until they change it again. So, yeah, and then taking on Superman. Then, you know, hopefully good. I mean, that wouldn't be my first pick.
No, say, well, it's like the way we talked about it. We're like, maybe don't give him the big guns just yet. Let him do something quirky.
Oh, it's our biggest gun.
Yeah. Oh, all right then. You're actually giving him the gun and just shoot me.
Well, here's my gun.
Yeah.
Can I do one?
Yeah.
Check. Okay.
Yep.
So the director, screenwriter guy for Nightwing, he's apparently DCU's doing a Nightwing movie.
Right.
Probably going to have some casting stuff closer to when this episode airs. But at the time, he had a Twitter poll, and it was, would you like Nightwing, like, what's most important to you, the viewer, as, you know, as the defining factor for whatever actor gets cast as Dick Grayson?
Nice butt.
Yeah. Actually, nice butt was not one of the four things, and I noted that.
Then this guy knows nothing about the character.
Exactly.
Sweet dick.
Ability to do a quadruple somersault. And fuck you guys. No, fuck me. Anyway, the four things were A, recognizable movie star, B, badass martial artist, C, Romani, and D, vulnerable and emotional. Badass martial artist got the most with 47% of the votes. Vulnerable and emotional got 22%. I don't know why Romani was on the list.
That seems very odd, yeah.
Right?
Maybe he's just trying to say he's not going to try to whitewash, if that's the way you want to put it. I don't know.
Even though he's very, you know,
that's a very
his name is Dick Grayson.
That's true. Yeah.
He does.
Has that ever really played into
not the second whitest name ever?
No,
I
know. The
first whitest name ever is Bruce Wayne.
They did explore it later on where he had some roots there, but it's like, the guy's name is Dick Grayson, and no one, it never came up before that point, so you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that is oddly specific.
It's weird that that was one of the four things.
That's in there, but ass isn't. Come on, guy.
I'd rather it be a recognizable movie star with a great ass.
Yeah.
But I mean, all the Chris's are taken.
Except one.
I'm not recognizable.
Oh, I'd recognize that ass anyway.
Welcome to the warm-up.
So, welcome to the warm-up. This week we are bringing back the 1991 trading cards.
Woo!
Marvel trading cards!
All right. So, we goofed up. Valentine's Day was last week.
Yep. Good for us.
Yeah, we all forgot.
We're all single now.
For sure.
All the single asses. All the single asses.
Do you have to dance now?
Yeah. Please. That dance.
We're nailing it, just in case you can't see right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nailing it.
So, with that in mind, what would you get this character as a belated Valentine's Day present?
Oh.
Close your eyes and pick a card.
It's got to be something real good, though, because they're holding a week-long
grudge.
Tell me
when to stop.
No.
Don't.
And he just dumps him on the...
What would you get?
The Mighty Thor.
Oh.
You goofed up. You forgot Valentine's Day. Thor's real steamed.
You can sort of tell. He's got his arms crossed. He doesn't look very happy with you.
Well, we'd go out, maybe get hammered together.
Perhaps some beard oil, because this is Beard Thor.
Yeah.
Oh, that is true. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, beard oil would be good.
Some Dr. Scholl's for those big old metal boots.
Dr. Scholl's.
Oh, yeah, make sure he's gelling. It's the 90s.
I'm blanking. Oh, this is Eric Masterson.
Oh. Right.
So would you get him an ongoing comic book?
For a while.
I would give him love and attention because he hasn't had any in a long time.
Aww.
Yeah.
I would give him a nice sweater with sleeves and just see how long those bad boys last.
Pop, pop.
Yeah. Right off.
All right, Bri, your turn. Tell me when to stop.
Now. Oh, boy.
So what would you get She-Hulk?
She-Hulk.
Because...
And she's doing some model strut.
She's got a hammer.
She's got a hammer. She also has a hammer.
If I had a hammer.
Oh, boy.
I'd be on a Marvel trading card.
It'd have to be something really good, because she's just going to kill you. She's not really
She-Hulk, hammer, issue one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because her it just got canceled.
Oh, yeah.
It did. Yeah, I just got the second last issue, I think.
She's probably still annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
In canon, mind you, the whole, you know, John Byrne did her comic for a while and put her in a lot of provocative situations to titillate. Shamelessly, she seemed pretty annoyed about it. I bring her John Byrne. Do what you gotta do.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm saying nothing because of
you just want to beat the hell out of John Byrne? Want to get some little revenge here? Go for it. I'll give you an alibi.
Harsh burn.
Yeah. And she knows how important an alibi is because she's a lawyer.
All right. Now, for one more, you both need to pick a card, and it's what would blank get blank? To really make up for blowing this specialist of days. So, tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Oh, come on!
Yeah!
All right, before... All right.
Yeah.
Stop.
I hope you duplicate it. What would Quasar...
Get Iceman.
Iceman. Get him a sweet pair of nigga bands.
A t-shirt that says Quasar on it. I can't believe we got Quasar. How many Quasar cards do you have?
There's a lot of Quasars.
There's a lot of Quasars.
So many Quasars.
That's crazy.
Any print run of these cards was like 60% Quasar. Yeah. They're really pushing that Quasar.
It's going to be huge. Quasar.
Okay, so Quasar.
These cards are all Quasar.
So Bobby did not get his present.
Right.
Did not get his Valentine's Day gift. He's quite upset.
He's giving him the cold shoulder.
Yeah, I know. And I mean, Bobby's just getting out there.
That's an excellent point.
Mm. You know what I mean? This is especially critical.
Yeah.
These things are progressing with Quasar. Quasar forgets all about him. And, you know, despite its cold exterior, it's got a warm, warm heart.
Are you crying?
I don't know what I'm saying.
Are you crying?
A little bit. So what is... Just, Merc's just abandoned ship on this one.
I was letting you go for a while.
Yeah.
I already said the nigga bands. I like the shirt idea. That's good.
I'm writing this all down. This is all good.
This is all good.
So the nigga bands... He can hit those bad boys together. I don't know much about Quasar.
Nobody does.
I don't. What do they do?
90% of what we've learned about Quasar is from recording.
From literally looking at this card. Yeah. His powers, the Nigga Bands do what?
Well, as everybody knows, during a journey into deep space, Wendell Vaughn encountered the ancient alien entity known as Eon. And he was an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., quantum bands, which give him the power to control electromagnetic energy.
Okay. That's actually a pretty good one. Bobby's already, like, you know, he's got the potential to be, like, an Omega-level mutant. And now he can control electromagnetic energy as well as water?
And wear a t-shirt?
And wear a sweet t-shirt that says Quasar on it.
He wears a t-shirt with some briefs, so he's like an older wrestler that comes back later.
But then Bobby's like, are you trying to control me? You want me to wear this shirt?
Yeah.
Let's get your name on
it. Oh, I gotta wear your jewelry? I gotta wear your...
Yeah. Do you own me?
Yeah. So what? How serious are we getting here? It raises a lot of questions. Yeah.
I think this ends. It's over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he overdid it.
Yeah.
He overdid it to try to make up for this. And
failed. Failed on the first try here.
Keep those bands, though. Because you can be the most powerful mutant there is.
It's true.
Finally.
Again.
Literally controls water. I mean, that's... It's everywhere.
Remember the time when he got blown up and then he sucked all the moisture out of someone's body and reformed himself? That was weird.
There was the time that didn't Havoc make him a new body out of pee?
What?
Sounds familiar.
That was a Chuck Austin comic.
Oh, yeah.
So let's... Hey, I didn't say anything. Let's all forget about it. So, like, if most of your body is made up of Summer's pee, or does that make you, like, an honorary Summer's brother?
Most of my body is Summer's pee.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lemonade brand.
Sorry. God. All right.
You drink Country Time? Mm-mm. Summer's pee.
Hey, Mom's got Summer's pee.
Summer's pee. Put it in you.
No, his name is Cyclops as a whole meaning.
Oh.
Wow.
What the f***?
Hey, welcome to the main topic.
Hi.
Black Panther.
Woo!
Woo! Is now out in theaters.
And despite what we said earlier, didn't go to a crazy cool advanced screening. We lied.
No. We are recording this before it comes out.
A solid week.
But this episode will come out after its release. So we're in this strange limbo zone.
You said it was an advanced screening. Did we just watch Police Academy?
Yes.
I'm okay. I can't be mad at
yeah,
that.
Yeah, really. You can't.
You got Sweet Chuck. You got Hightower.
Yeah.
Mahoney.
The Lesarge.
Anyway, yeah. Police Academy characters. Bobcat Goldthwait, whatever his guy's name was.
Yeah, that dude.
Remember when there was a Police Academy cartoon?
I do.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Action figures and everything.
Yeah.
That was like a whole huge thing.
How did they made adult movies into kids shows? Like that was a whole thing. Like Beetlejuice, not necessarily a kids movie. Kind of scary. A
little bit.
Faster Pussycat Kill Kill. I really didn't expect it to be a good cartoon, but it wasn't bad.
Hello, Pussycat. All right, okay.
Woo. So yeah, Black Panther.
Oh, hey.
There we go.
Found it.
We were talking about what to talk about exactly. We're talk about different.
Yeah, having not seen the movie, I mean, it's getting apparently like some of the best reviews.
Yeah.
So far, and projecting to like do super good.
Yeah, apparently it's the pre-sales.
Yeah.
Have surpassed Justice League, and then I saw a lot of anger online, and I got sucked into a hole, and I'm like, I need to get out of this hole right now.
How
did you get out of that hole?
A lot of Summer's pee. Yeah. It was,
Money left?
Drink it all up. I'll have some for you shortly.
There are certain,
Winter's pee.
You're gonna put some serious quotes on fans?
They have
these groups that are getting organized trying to like, you know, review bomb like Rotten Tomatoes audience scores and stuff like that. And the same people that apparently claimed that they did the same thing for Last Jedi, which got hammered with that for reasons.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's weirdly pointed.
Yeah. And it was just, I saw this back and forth. Like, it started as a normal chat thing, and then it became into this thing of, it was like, oh, all the Marvel, stupid Marvel fans that hate DCU and just jumped on it. DC stuff has its flaws, but it's actually really good. Blah, blah, blah. And then other people are like, are you kidding me? What are you talking? Like, just watch the movies. And then they're like, oh, Marvel people are so blind and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, just everybody's blind and everybody just wants to yell.
Yeah.
Just watch a movie if you like it.
No, my voice is louder and therefore right.
And it's like, oh, just...
I get being a fan of something, but I mean, like, the point where you're clearly making it a key part of your identity to the point where you're just going crazy because other people like another thing.
Yeah.
Is, you gotta go see a therapist now. Come on.
Yeah. Okay, can we sort of tie that into the comics? Because it seems like one of the overarching plots of Black Panther comics going back to, you know, the first ongoing was Wakanda's fine. Everyone's happy in Wakanda except for one dick. Who's like, I want to be king. And he gets really close. Sometimes he becomes king for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like, no, we didn't want this. We like T'Challa. That's...
Who wouldn't? Look at him. Great guy.
He's hot.
Oh, he's just great.
And he's really smart.
That's true.
He's basically Batman.
Yeah.
If Batman were cooler.
And a king? Bruce Wayne ain't a king.
No, he's just rich.
Yeah.
Well, he's like an American king.
Yeah, I guess so. So the worst kind of king.
Capitalist king.
Yeah. But, like, so many of Black Panther's villains are basically just, like, other guys from Wakanda who are like, no, I want to rule the country.
Like, what's his name? Killmonger?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
White Gorilla?
White Gorilla, yeah. Man-Ape?
How's that? Here's King? What?
It's a, yeah.
But it is like, it's kind of a political book, but all the politics are really like, everyone is very smart and very philosophical, and it makes me feel dumb reading.
We were, before recording, I have, it's, what is this, Epic Collection 1? They don't even number them. Panther's Rage, Black Panther Epic Collection. So it has like the first appearance in Fantastic Four, and then like a run in whatever book it was in. It was like a Jungle Action.
Yeah, Jungle Action. Yeah. Jungle Action, actually, Panther's Rage, which ran from Jungle Action 6 to 24,
yep,
was the first self-contained story arc.
Hmm.
Like, that you could actually just collect it all on its own. You know, like Spider-Man, X-Men stuff. It would have arcs, but there isn't like a clear point where like, okay, this is where it ends with these characters.
Right.
It ends with this story. So that was like the first one of those that
could
be like collected as a graphic novel.
Interesting.
And I don't know if it was done specifically for that purpose, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
Isn't that neat?
But yeah, I see what you mean by like reading that. Like it's very wordy. Mm. It's heavy, heavy on the text, but they're super philosophical. They're always like, he's got his lady friend who's American, brought her over.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm from the streets. I don't understand your jungle world.
Honey.
And then he's like, oh, this is my world. I want to show you. I want to make you my queen. But then they like going in all these crazy philosophical discussions all the time. And it does get really heavy into kind of like you were saying.
You ever dated someone like that?
the current run, the Ta-Nehisi Coates, mm-hmm, and it Brian Stelfreeze and switching Sprouse off with, I think, Chris Sprouse, I think is too hard. I could be wrong. It's similar along those lines in a way where it's just they get into some heavy stuff just about like even like the ethics of that's having like a monarchy in a country like that, and like how to come to terms with, like, you know, what was sort of done in order to achieve that kind of who was left behind and who suffers because of building the society, and him sort of having to come to terms with that and become something better than that. Really, like, I'll read, like, a bunch of issues whenever I got the time to actually sort of catch up a little bit. I'm just like, this is some pretty fascinating stuff, actually. Yeah. You could just go to deeper places.
You're smarter than I am. Okay with that.
Anyway, it's I think Ta-Nehisi Coates is smarter than us. That's
fair.
Pretty much what's happening there. And it just feels like a special kind of book, right? The world that it kind of exists in, and just kind of the stories that it tells tell.
It seems like it's the sort of book where most Marvel things take place in New York,
yeah,
or space,
Yeah.
And there isn't really a lot of other places that get explored, and this is one of the few that does do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sort of has done it the whole time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have, like,
except when he goes to New York and hangs out.
Yeah, there's, like, we'll get to that. We'll in that epic that. Collection, all of a sudden, in the end, the last few, he's got, and it's the best sequence, because the whole thing is, like, except for the start when he's, well, it's still in Wakanda, he's battling Fantastic Four, yeah. But it's still in Wakanda, then the whole thing is Wakanda, jungle action, and, like, dinosaurs, there's a valley where the dinosaurs are still alive.
There always is.
Yeah. All this stuff. And
that's
then,
ridiculous. And we'll never talk about it.
He's battling KKK-like kind of people.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. Like,
oh, you think you can smash the Klan, Superman?
But then all of a sudden you flip a page and he's walking around a supermarket.
In full costume.
In full costume.
I love it when he's got the eyes.
Yeah. It's...
That is pretty good.
But it's so weird. He's like, "What? Like, I'm not creepy at all. Why are people staring at me?"
He's walking around like an early Ditko Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah. It's
unsettling.
He's just scuttling around.
He's with his lady friend, Monica. And, she says, "Don't squeeze the Charmin, T'Challa. Is it against the law, Monica? In some places, especially in primetime land."
What?
I don't know.
I mean, I understand what that means, but...
Yeah, but it doesn't make it fun.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have important things to do?
Yeah, shouldn't he be running a country?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's just wandering around. He's like, "Why is everyone staring at me? I'm just in my pajamas walking around."
Well, it's not Walmart. I mean, it's my hair would be fine.
Kitty cat pajamas.
Yep. Yeah. So.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Can we talk about how weird Wakanda is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Like how they were isolationist for thousands of years, and now they're making space.
Yeah.
Now they got a planet.
Yeah. Wakanda's...
And they're 100 years ahead of the rest of the world in their space program.
In everything.
They've got little Wikipedias that they all wear now. It's a little bead. This bead is the internet.
And there's always...
What's your internet on? A phone? You're an idiot.
You're using Bing?
You bought a Windows phone? Pre-installed, huh? And I got big of a bead.
What do you got there, Bing Bead? This whole episode, just an excuse for me to say the phrase Bing Bead.
We did it.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah.
And there's also the two different versions of whether Wakanda became advanced or has always been advanced, mm-hmm. or whether it just became advanced at the point of T'Chaka's death. And then he sends, or just before, sends out the young people, go learn and bring your knowledge back. So however many go out and come back in, and then all of a sudden...
That seems awful quick.
Yeah, they just advanced that. They must have studied
They all went out on their nerd rumspringa.
Brought back some books, and they jumped ahead 100 years.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that's what you do. Yeah, just pay attention and read.
Wakanda tends to get decimated with alarming frequency, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just build it up new.
I also did follow, when you're talking about falling down a hole on the internet, was... Mm. There was a big thing of the concept that Wakanda is racist because they don't share.
Well, that would be xenophobic.
Yeah.
But they do.
Well, yeah, and it was...
They share a little.
This was the argument, whether it was because he... like they're being isolationist
kind
of thing, which they are. Totally are. Which they are. Too. Yeah, and then there was other ones. And it was just the hardcore arguments of... What was it? The main criticism of Afrocentrism among the scholars, somebody said, and it was like, the guy corrects him, is like, "Scholars, you just quoted some dude on Reddit. Like, this is not, this is just somebody's opinion that they just put up.
There's your first mistake.
There is not a scholar. This is
Dr. Like, Longballs.
Yeah, exactly, Skeletal
guys,
boner.
You guys, I got an amazing revelation that's going to change this entire argument.
Okay.
Wakanda, it's not fucking real, guys.
Yep.
They made it up.
Oh. Huh.
But for $300, it can become real if you go and have a interview with Trump. I'm still waiting for someone to do that.
How isn't nobody
Some writer has offered $300 for any of the reporters that are in the pool to actually just ask about his thoughts on Wakanda, which, that's so brilliant.
Yeah. How has nobody taken that? There's no dignity left there anymore. Just do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You get $300.
Yeah.
Print is dying.
You're a reporter. You need that $300.
Yeah. You work for Vice. Come on.
Ugh.
Who am I thinking? Who am I? What am I saying?
I don't know.
Vice is not going to be in there.
No. They're busy watching guys tie-dye an elephant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's very underground. The guys beat the elephant. That's a follow-up story. And the elephant eats a bunch of people. Vice is basically making their own news at this point. Mm-hmm. Then Vice eats the elephant. Vice's heroes. We didn't mention the cure for cancer thing, did we?
Should we mention it now?
Yeah, why not?
That apparently Wakanda has the cure for cancer. And Black Panther was there when Captain Marvel died of cancer.
Oh.
There's a bit of a ethical question
there. He
didn't
have it with him.
It's in my other black suit.
It's in my it's in my other striped gloves or socks.
Yeah.
There's just a little lump.
How are we feeling about T'Challa right now, then?
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's terrible.
Yeah.
However, that's my third favorite Captain Marvel, so I'm not really that upset.
There, you know what else they have a cure for?
Fourth favorite, actually. No, fourth favorite.
They have a cure for Galactus. They've got, like, a contingency plan for taking care of Galactus if he ever shows up.
Really?
Oh, Wakanda.
To be fair.
You guys are, like, Krypton. You're just the best.
Yeah, I know.
That's why you keep getting devastated. You're too perfect for this world.
Reed never asked. If Reed would have asked, hey, you got a plan for this? Oh, hell yeah. Shit, yeah. Come here.
For years.
But
why do you not do this?
Here, I'll just...
He shows up every 4 weeks. He's the moon, basically.
Let's just, you could have asked me earlier. I'll send that to your Bing Bean. Oh, you don't have a big... Oh.
No, Reed would have the big...
That's true, he would.
Wakanda, actually. Alta Vista still.
Oh, that's good.
It's really, it's the best one.
It's Wakanda and Pawnee, Indiana. Just those two places. But it's big there.
Black Panther was, for a very short time, known as Black Leopard.
Oh, yes. I had some list of weird things that they did. No.
Well, but he was renamed because of the Black Panther Party.
Yeah.
Which
he predates.
By 3 months.
Yeah.
Literally 3 months.
Yeah,
yeah.
Very short time.
And working name, Coal Tiger.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Before they settled on...
A much better name.
A much better name.
We all read Wikipedia.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's interesting. Very, very awkwardly done, too, because that was Black Panther goes out, then the Black Panther Party 3 months later, and then it was sort of like, he's just talking with the Thing or something, being like, well, I think he literally said, like, I can neither condemn nor condone this thing.
Yeah.
Which is the most cop-outy... I mean, I guess it's like a kid's comic in the 60s.
Well, but yeah,
this is a different time. Very controversial and stuff, but at the same time, it's like, really, guy? You could, or you could just not acknowledge it at all.
Just have Thing ask him about it, and it's just like panels of silence, and then he just kind of shrugs his shoulders, like,
So anyway, Black Leopard now for a bit.
Yeah, lasted less than a year. I mean, that's a terrible name.
It really is. It doesn't roll off the tongue like Black Man.
No. Hmm. No. I mean, it says it, yeah.
So I'm going to go and make a character called Black Leopard.
Please do.
Yeah.
It's available. There were a few times, and whenever he, like, leaves Wakanda, as we touched on, it's kind of, sometimes there might be reasons, but it's like, this is a very important guy.
Yeah.
There was a period where he, I guess, literally, like, Reed and Sue went on vacation.
Oh, yeah, after the end of, not AVX, Civil War.
Yeah.
The first one.
Yeah, no, like, Reed was the worst dude, so it's like, oh, let's just leave for a while and maybe everyone will forget. So, at the time he was married to Storm, which also, was there much precedent historically in the comics for that, or did they just sort of retcon?
They retconned that. They retconned that the two of them knew each other as kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, which did not exist originally.
No. That was it. Yeah. You feel like that would have come up at some point.
Yeah.
Which, anyway, so he shortly after he married Storm, and they basically filled in for Reed and Sue leading the Fantastic Four, which you probably have other things to do right now.
Hey,
recently married, you're leading a country, this is a new queen, let's just go hang out in the Baxter building, and who's running your country? They'll be fine.
I left with my kid's sister.
Yeah.
Let's go golfing in Mar-a-Lago. Yeah.
Oh, God. That is, but that too, merely like 3 years later. So you had that area, little period where he was leading the Fantastic Four. And I believe at the time that Shuri was, had become Black Panther and was there, he took over basically after Shadowland, Daredevil was gone. So he's like, now I'm going to take care of Hell's Kitchen. And apparently he...
How hard can it be? I took care of an entire kingdom. It's fine over there.
And yeah, literally, he's just in Hell's Kitchen, Black Panther, Man Without Fear. It's at the point where, like, he took over Daredevil's comic. So they just renamed Black Panther, took over the numbering, which is weird.
Problematic. Well, whatever.
Well, sort of. It's just weird. Yeah. Like, what an odd character to do that with.
Yeah, yeah.
It had Francesco Francavilla art, so that, that's pretty good. But, and as if I didn't really read it, but apparently he was managing a diner called Devil's Kitchen, and he was like he was out of Wakanda, he didn't have any of his tech, and he was just fighting crooks on the street.
Do you want some Pantho pancakes?
Yeah.
No.
There was clearly a point, did they know what they were doing with the character?
No, I don't know.
I think they were just, had no clue.
They were just wanting to use it somewhere.
Maybe for the best, you just kind of, just be like, he's doing Wakanda stuff. We'll check in with him later. However, I think the worst one, and it's the Ultimate Comics, so it doesn't really count.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ultimates 3,
of course
whatever
it was
Ultimates 3. Where Black Panther shows up, and he's like, join the Ultimates, and he's just there.
And he's mute.
And he doesn't say a word, and then in a fight, his mask gets ripped off, and it's fucking Steve Rogers pretending to be Black Panther, which is pretty messed up in a few ways.
Well, it depends on the story situation.
I suppose so.
Yeah, if you have no concept of
context. He was introduced with the context sort of being, like, for the audience, you know who the Black Panther is.
Yeah.
So we all assumed, of course, okay, it's the Black Panther. Yeah. It's just Steve.
Wearing Black Panther costume.
Yeah.
Well, it messed up in a way where it's like, that's such a waste of a character.
Yeah. It's weird because they...
So there was no actual Black Panther.
No, there was.
There was. Was it after the fact that they filled in some gaps here or something? Where there was an actual T'Challa who wasn't the king of Wakanda. Where I guess he did the trial to become
the Black
Panther.
He just had a diner in
Hell's Kitchen. Yeah, he had a diner. Yeah. So I guess he failed the test where he had to, like, fight an actual panther and got his vocal cord slashed.
Mm.
And so he didn't talk so much, or I don't know. And then he was, like, recruited into S.H.I.E.L.D., where Nick Fury was, like, lying to him about his past or something. It was some latter Ultimates bullshit.
Hmm. Well, that's weird because the Ultimates cartoons, like, they did two direct-to-DVD movies.
Yeah.
The first one was basically, like, a retelling of Ultimates 1.
Yeah.
And the second one was, like, we're going to Wakanda hang out with the Black Panther.
Yeah.
Right.
So they did a much better job on those movies, which were, admittedly, much worse.
It's a weird one, though, because they establish, again, like, there literally is Wakanda. There literally is, like, a Black Panther, like, as a title. And, yeah, you still have Steve Rogers just, I'm just going to put this costume on to pretend to be this guy.
I forget why
it was just like so you could have like a shocking twist.
Ultimates 3 was god awful. It was not a good book.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes we have like points where we sum it up.
I don't know if we can. No. I hope the movie's better than Ultimates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope the movie's better.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be good.
Yeah. Hey.
You
guys looking forward to that movie?
That VIP,
even
that,
though
like,
everyone
that,
else is.
It's
going to
be better than Police Academy. So, yeah.
That's true.
Maybe.
Even if they could just repeat from the trailer that scene where like the car jump thing, where he like jumps in the air and like from the car and like lands on it, they could just play that on loop for 2 hours and I'll be very entertained. I'm sure it'll be better than that.
From different angles.
Yeah, I'm seeing it on the Friday before this comes out, so we'll see.
Yeah, maybe we'll do like a 30-second update where it's just like, we saw it, it was great!
We love you, Black Panther!
Winslow, does it again!
Moment of Zero. Zero. Zero.
Hey, welcome to the Moment of Zero. I have a quiz.
What?
Surprise! You didn't even know I had a quiz, but I have a quiz. Pour vu. This specific quiz is this quote from a real life killer or a supervillain?
Oh boy. Bum, bum,
bum. My buzzer sounds like this. Kyle.
Real life killer or supervillain? I would prefer death to imprisonment. Pride, my one fatal flaw.
Oh, well, that one sounds like a supervillain.
So you're going supervillain?
I'm going supervillain.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, he buzzed, so.
Yeah.
Kyle.
and you can get, if you can give me who said it, that will give you a bonus point.
Lex Luthor?
You are correct. It is a supervillain, but that is Thanos.
Oh.
So,
that didn't sound anything like Josh Brolin.
Okay.
All right. If the Blue Meanies are going to get me, they better get off their ass and do something.
The Blue Meanies are going to get me.
I want to say it's a real-life killer.
You are correct. Who is it?
Manson?
Not Manson?
Nope.
He'd be more afraid of the Beach Boy.
I don't know. Gacy? I don't know.
Nope. Nope, it's the Zodiac Killer.
Oh, from one of his...
It was one of his letters.
Very normal letters.
Yes. Hooray for anarchy. This is the happiest moment of my life.
Oh my god.
Some of these are really easy, some of them are not.
I want to say supervillain.
You going supervillain?
Yeah.
Killer?
You are right, it's a killer.
Oh boy.
Real killer. There's no way you're going to get who this is. George Engel, because I don't even know who that is.
Oh, Engelman.
Yes.
I was going to guess it was anarchy.
It's really more of a, say like an anti-hero, anti-villain. Spider. I don't know. He's something.
Spider.
You can be a king or a street sweeper, but everyone dances with the Grim Reaper.
Oh shit! I know this one. Actually,
yeah, this is very familiar.
It's not Hypno Hustler.
No, super villain.
Aww.
Hypno.
Grim Reaper.
I'm just asking you to dance, ma'am.
Yeah.
Will you take my hand?
Just Hank Hill for some reason?
Yeah. I'd like to dance with you up by the woodshed.
Who was that? Who was that?
That is a real killer.
Oh!
Robert Alton Harris.
Huh.
Why is that so familiar?
Some of these are like taken from their last... so nobody got a like that.
No.
Nobody said it. So yeah, a lot of these are taken from like the last...
Right.
The last... thing they said.
Yeah.
I'm going to get next week.
Forgetting the old...
Boy, I'm going to poop a bunch. Dr. Doom.
Front of everybody.
Dr. Doom. That is a royal poop. It's a doom poop.
Richard.
This poop shall rule you all.
Richard. So this is the famous last mile? Don't cry, boys. This will hurt me more than it'll hurt you.
You pick first.
I want to say there's a real life killer.
I want to say this is a pretend killer.
It's a pretend killer.
Oh!
And it was Electro.
It was the Joker.
You know, green. Green is green.
You turned your back and I wrecked your world.
Wrecked your world. I want to say real killer, because something about that, the way that's put, and like, the comic writer, anyone writing a comic would write that out and be like, no, I can tweak that a bit.
Wrecked.
Wrecked? Yeah, exactly.
But I like it.
It's actually Darkseid.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah. See, I was gonna. It sounded like a Tom Waits lyric.
Working your biceps.
Wrecked your world.
I think it's from Final Crisis or something.
Oh, really?
Not sure.
I feel like he'd be a little more.
Okay.
Maybe a little more formal.
Yeah.
Nah, whatever.
One day men will look back and say I gave birth to the 20th century. I actually knew this.
Dahmer? Gave birth to the 20th century?
I don't know. I don't know murderers. That's one of those things where it's a complete blind spot to me.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. You know, Dauber from Coach.
Yeah. Actually, that's a good rewatch of Coach if you imagine that he is a serial killer who's just gone undetected.
There's a whole subject.
If any character is like appears and then just like is gone abruptly like in sitcoms, Dauber got him.
Well, it's weird because Dauber was a serial killer.
You got a little spot.
But Luther was also a serial killer. A couple of idiots? They were just super concentrating on serial killing.
Who's the real idiot?
Okay.
I think we know.
Real or fictional?
God. Real. Real.
It is real. It was Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, see, I was going to guess that, but I felt like, they can't be Jack the Ripper.
Fictional Jack the Ripper. Character Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
I've got to start eating at home more.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on. That was Jeffrey Dahmer.
Holy gee, mister. Oh, but you took a tumble, didn't you? Just... my loss.
Yeah.
That was Jeffrey Dahmer.
He actually said that?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Because he ate people.
Yeah. Who did he say that to?
I don't know. I don't know the
context. He's mugging to the camera.
To never again walk on a summer's day with a hot wind in your face and warm hand to hold. I'd kill for that.
Well, this is comic book villain, right? No?
Yeah, you got it.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, Oh, I'm having a hard time. I know this, though. You're going to say it, yep. And I'm going to get real mad at myself.
Yeah, you are.
Conjuring it.
Well, you at least get the point. That it was Mr. Freeze.
Son of a... Oh, no! Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah. Was that from the show?
I think that was the show.
Like, the movie?
Yeah.
I feel like the Sub-Zero movie, maybe. Yeah. Or whatever.
I've demonstrated there's no difference between me and everyone else. All it takes is one bad day to reduce the sanest man alive to lunacy.
That's the Joker.
Yeah.
It's a gimmick.
I got one!
You got two because you named
it's true.
The character, too. So
Cal's a very good boy.
Do I win?
You're almost there. Happiness is the most insidious prison of all.
Well, that's dour. Is it Granny Goodness?
This does feel comic book.
I mean, they mostly feel comic book.
That's true.
I've got to start eating it.
This is a great quiz, I got to say. Wowzers.
So who's saying what? Because you got to say it first. You said
serial killer.
You said comic book, you said serial killer. It is comic book.
Yeah.
It's V. It's Alan Moore.
Oh.
Well, he's not really a super villain, but he is kind of a super villain. Yeah. I live for the hunt, my life.
Comic book.
I'm going to go with Real Life Killer.
Real Life Killer.
It's not Kraven?
I know.
Kraven probably said it too.
It's a misdirect. I live for the hunt.
Paul Reiser.
David Berkowitz.
Oh, that makes sense.
He's the son of Sam.
Yeah.
Good people are always so sure they're right. Real or fiction?
I'm going to go with fiction, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to go with fact. And I'm going to say, I do know, but I'm not going to tell you.
You are correct. It is real.
Oh!
Barbara Graham, who is, I think, the only woman on this list. Huh. After my head has been chopped off, will I still be able to hear, at least for a moment, the sound of my own blood gushing from my neck?
Good lord!
Real person?
Yes.
Oh, dear God.
This is a German serial killer who was Peter Curtin, who was the vampire of Dusseldorf, which I don't really know much about, but I am interested to look
at that. Now that you say that entire, everything you said there, that's pretty German.
Yeah.
And pretty vampiric.
Yeah.
Okay, last one.
Last one.
Yes, there is a conspiracy. In fact, there are a great number of conspiracies that are all tripping over each other up. And all of those conspiracies are being run by a paranoid fantasist and ham-fisted clowns.
I don't know if that's a real person or the question.
Yeah, really.
Real person, Steve Ditko.
Fictional person, Mr. A.
Real person.
Yeah.
Not Mr. Steve Ditko.
No, not Steve Ditko.
But it's Alan Moore, because he's a super fan.
Oh, yeah.
In his own way.
Nice.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And he's killed millions.
Exactly. And you both are tied.
Oh.
Because one of them you did not answer. So.
That's true.
All right, well, I guess we're going to have to wrestle.
Let's get greased up.
All right, well, we get greased up. Tell them who you are, Merc.
I'm Merc. You can find me at MercAsylum.ca. MERKASYLUM.ca. Merc on Facebook. Mercanaut, like astronaut, on Instagram. Merc Asylum on Twitter. And yeah, that's it.
All right. I'm slippery as a pig.
Slippery as an eel.
Ready to twig. Twig's what I call wrestling.
Slippy Eelies. That's what we call them.
Yeah.
They call them Eelies. And you can check out my stuff at thekylees.com. That's thekylees.com, where I've got all sorts of stuff. Shirts and books and pictures and pictures, which is new, completely different than a picture. What is it? Go to the website and find out. Don't be a sucker. Be a schmucker.
All right.
I'm trying out catchphrases. How's that one?
You're doing pretty good. You're doing pretty good. Greasy Bri. I didn't get greased up. It's just natural.
It's just a natural scene. Yeah.
Ooh, I feel real bad.
Actually, very unhealthy.
Yeah, I know.
They call me Briger King.
My lifestyle is killing me. All right, so I do the comic Welcome to Hereafter. It updates Grease Days. That's what I call Tuesdays. It's welcometohereafter.com. Most Tuesdays, sometimes things are busy. Things are busy lately, but I'm doing my best. You can also check me out at BRYKOTYK. Just type that in places. I'm probably there. I'm probably always there. I'm always there, Karen.
All right. So
that was a little too unsettling, and
until
I apologize.
Next time, we're going to be fighting with the shirts off, but our pants on.
I'll get the grease mop. I'm on cleanup again.
You take winter.
Ow. Well, I don't know if it's winter, but...
Well, we'll be back next week.
Hopefully.
Probably.
Yeah. Maybe. Slippery as ever.
Whoa! These are my punchy sound.
You're a real Michael Winslow.
Oh, God.